Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to Stack and Smash Radio here at Friday night here at the Greatest Bar. We have Riptide Rush Rob Coakley here beside me on the left here. My name is Mike Zakarian. I'm filling in for Jesse Wilkins tonight. Rob, tell us a little bit about why Jesse's not here.
Jesse was scared. He knew that if he came here, I was going to take him out, put him through a table, and then take him out twice. I'm going to take him out to his friend's street. I'm going to take him down to the canal. I'm going to take him to Charlestown and dump him in the river.
Hey, Rob, I'd hate to interrupt you, but I was talking to Jesse earlier, and it seemed like he had prior commitments, and you were aware that he was not going to be here tonight.
That is ridiculous. He knew what was on the agenda for tonight, and that was for me to stomp him out twice. I said it, twice.
Rob, you actually texted me yesterday, and you're like, hey, Mike, do you want to fill in tonight? Because Jesse's not going to be there tomorrow. So you were definitely aware of what was going on.
None of that ever happened. That is incorrect.
All right, we're off to a great start tonight. I'm really excited to be here at Stack and Smash Radio.
You just let him know that anytime, anywhere, I'm coming for you, Jesse Wilkins.
I just want everyone to know Rob's going to be picking that up.
All right.
And now it's time for
Stack and Smash Radio.
Macy's sales clerk checking out my package.
Not part of the Jody Foster fan club anymore that I created.
Hey, that's me and
I just have a very hard time expressing my emotions, and I can't stop from yelling.
All right, everybody, welcome to Stack and Smash Radio. As you heard in the intro, Jesse Wilkins is not here tonight. He had prior commitments, and we will get into that a little bit later with Mike Zakarian. Speaking of, Mike Zakarian is sitting in for us tonight. Mike, yes. Longtime friend of the show, has been on quite a few episodes. He's an improv comic here in the city of Boston, does a lot of fun stuff with that. We'll get into all of that. How was your stroll over here tonight, Mike?
It was really great. So I live in Cambridge. This is the first time I've come over the river in a long time. And I haven't
river.
Had... What'd you say?
I was just Bostoning it up.
Oh, okay. That was great. Thanks. River. The river. Yeah.
So it's not to be confused with Fall River.
No, it's very different than Fall River.
Yes.
Smells the same, but it's different.
Yeah.
This is my first time on the Green Line in a long time.
Nice.
Especially during like commuting hours, so it was great. I learned a lot.
Speaking of smells,
yeah. I feel like I got bullied on the way over here by I want to say they're high school students, so I feel a little bit better about myself, but I'm pretty sure they were like 7th or 8th graders.
Oh, okay.
They were real aggressive. There was an open seat that opened, and there was like 4 of them and one of me and only one seat.
Right.
And I'm an adult and they're a child, so I thought for sure like the seat was mine.
Yeah.
So I sat down and I just got mean mugged for like a minute and a half, and I was like, you know what, you guys can have the seat. Like, I don't know who's gonna take it, but I'm not gonna fight you for it.
I mean, if you had been here first and that happened to you, you would have learned how to cut a wrestling promo on the seventh graders, which, you know, child abuse, whatever.
Yeah,
I'm for it.
Yeah, I feel like a wrestling promo really would have helped myself out.
Always. I mean, I feel like there's like few things that can solve all your problems in life.
Wrestling promos.
One of them's Barack Obama.
Yep.
Wrestling promos is the
Hope.
Other one.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. Sex Smash Radio brought to you by Barack Obama.
So, so I've already made our producer quit tonight.
Yep, that's good.
So
that's
as
good.
He walks away from us. This is what I do at Stack and Smash Radio.
Yeah.
I make everyone either uncomfortable or uncontrollably angry
yeah.
so that they leave the show.
Jesse,
in turn, you're next, buddy.
Jesse's coming back to nothing
next
week.
Yeah, next week he's going to come back. There's just going to be a light set up.
Yep.
No cameras, no
that's
nothing.
It.
So I actually have an interesting story to tell as well, and I'm probably going to get yelled at for this, but I don't care. So I don't even know how to start this.
This is a great start.
So I'm driving, right? I'm working the other day. I'm driving around. I get a phone call from my grandmother. Okay. My grandmother calls me. She's like, hey, I'm doing this. Do you want me to pick you up dinner on my way home? I'll grab you something to eat and drop it off, whatever. I'm like, okay, yeah, that's fine. She's like, I got to go. I got to get back to work. She goes, wait 1 second. I have to ask you another question. Now, as you're aware, not a lot of other people are aware, I'm kind of house-sitting for her. I'm taking care of her house because of other things. She says to me, now, I'm going to go, my grandmother, she's like in her 70s, early 70s, she's very, like very nice, doesn't swear, just regular.
Okay.
Not insane by any means, just regular old 70-year-old woman. This is what she says to me. Do you know anywhere that we can get marijuana plants?
Oh, great. This is great.
And I go, what? You psychopath? What are you talking about?
What Rob really said was, yes.
No, this is it. I'm going to give you the legit combo of everything that happened. So I go, what are you talking about, you psychopath? She goes, well, I was thinking you know, we have all this free space in the attic at the house that's not being used. Maybe we could grow a pot farm and sell it once and make a lot of money.
What?
I go, Graham, how much Breaking Bad have you been watching?
She goes, binge-watched Weeds
so,
for a
so
week.
So here's where the idea came from, and this is where it gets ridiculous. She goes, me and my friends were sitting around at breakfast this morning.
Great.
I go, so you and all your other 70-year-old lady friends.
And Jesse Pinkman.
Yeah, and you guys are just plotting a cartel at
what?
Breakfast. You're just at IHOP, just sitting around plotting this art cartel. And I go, Graham, I go, how are you going to sell this? She goes.
Good follow-up question.
She goes, oh, just the one person. I go, so you plan on growing all this pot and then just selling it to one person?
Well, she's going to sell to the dealer. So she's
right.
Gonna, yeah, so she already has.
Because she's clearly the Colombian cartel.
Yes, this is great.
So I say to her, I go, and how much do you think we would make from this? She goes, well, we would each make $100,000, I think. I go, how much do you plan on growing?
That's a ton of
like,
weed.
I don't know a lot about it. I've never even done it, to be honest with you.
That's a ton of weed.
But that's got to be like 1,000,000 pounds.
No, it's a lot.
I go, Graham, you're never getting that much
money. I also
want
to know, how is she moving it? Like, I'm picturing that Betty White show on NBC where there's like the old people pranking people.
Yeah.
And there's just a bunch of people with bags of weed
selling
them to kids on the beach.
She goes, well, I was thinking about putting it in brownies. I'm like, oh,
okay, great.
$200,000 worth of pot brownies?
That's a ton of brownies.
You really cornered the market on that one.
A ton of brownies.
So then I go, and what happens if the cops came to the house? She goes, I would just tell them that it's all mine.
Yeah.
I go, all right, Graham, let's play this situation out. You're an improv actor. So I just go to her. I go, cops show up at the house. There's 1,000,000 pounds of weed in the attic. Mm-hmm. You're a 73-year-old woman who has no previous record, no nothing's ever happened. And then you have your 29-year-old grandson
you're getting
sitting
arrested,
there
Rob.
With full sleeve tattoos, neck tattooed.
You're getting arrested immediately.
Who are they going to believe that weed belongs to?
It's your weed.
So then when
right now I believe that it's your weed.
Exactly. So point being, I go, so you're never going to make that much money. She goes, do you think we'd have to grow cocaine?
Yep. Yeah. Hey, great follow-up question, Graham.
Graham, calm down. You're a psychopath. And you need to be checked in somewhere at this point.
This is fantastic.
Yeah.
I feel like your grandmother's got a great business plan. I think.
So this wasn't my only experience with the elderly that day. I'm also working. I do outside work. And I replace cable lines and stuff outside. So I'm replacing this cable line that, like, an hour later, my mind's still blown. All right? Mind is blown.
From all the weed and cocaine that's at your grandmother's house.
Yeah. So this old elderly gentleman is... rolls up to me on a bicycle while I'm hanging this line. And I'm going to give you this direct interaction. He goes, two-way TV? I go,
what?
What? He goes, two-way TV. I go, all right, man, whatever. He goes, it's the future. I go, two-way TV is the future. He goes, yeah, you're going to be able to watch a show. They're going to be able to see you. And then you just buy stuff. Yeah. I go, all right, man, cool. This is his follow-up. Here's a tip. Freeze your water bottles and drives away.
And he had just got done from visiting your grandmother's house where he collected all of those drugs
so it all
to come
makes
up
sense.
With that.
Yeah.
Jeez. So, I thought you were saying two ATV.
No, two way.
Okay, all right. So at least I'm following a little bit better now. I just pictured this kid on an ATV just being like, two ATV.
No, because I work for a cable company. So he's just saying two ATV, and he's basically explaining Skype. You know what I mean?
But it's a great idea, man. Yeah.
So he's giving me the plan for Skype that was probably launched 14 years ago.
Yep.
Like, it's the future.
But
oh,
it's brand
it?
New.
Yeah.
It's brand new. He's like, hey, I checked out this FaceTime.
Yeah, I got this FaceTime.
And I got this great idea based off FaceTime.
I got this email that I sent out. It will blow your mind.
Yeah.
Like, like, dude, like, I know you're elderly and you're on a bicycle and you got this frozen water bottle. But can you just calm down? Can I just do my job?
Also, like, why? Wait. So I'm assuming the water inside the water bottle was frozen, or like.
I think what he insinuated was to freeze your water bottle.
Okay.
And then take it out of the freezer and fill it with water.
So you just have. So he was explaining what a frosted mug was, but in
basically,
plastic form.
But in plastic form.
Okay.
So I mean, when you're 90 and you're out riding your bicycle, freeze your water bottles. That might be my Price is Right thing. You know, like, have your cat spayed or neutered.
Yeah.
Every show I'm just going to be like,
freeze your water bottles.
Freeze your water bottles.
I hate this kid. Like, whoever this kid is, I hate him.
this kid. He was a 75-year-old man.
Oh, that was a 75-year-old man. Okay, my bad.
So I'm just sitting there. I'm just like, what is happening in my life right now?
I think I assumed it was a kid because I still was thinking it was an ATV that they were driving around on.
That would have been better. He just rolls up on like one of those. Here's a tip. So that has been my week this week, is just dealing with nonsense like that. And just like mine, just like, I don't know if you saw my Twitter post the other day. It was just like mind blown.
Yeah.
That's what it was in reference to, everyone.
Because all that happened within like 4 hours?
Yeah, like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Like 2 hours, all that happened. And I just like.
That's vacation worthy.
I had to pull my van over after all of that at like the VFW in a town where there's a nice parking lot.
That's the right place
to
pull
like,
over.
And just like compose myself. Just be like, all right, this happened. Now you have to live through
just
it.
Move on.
Like I had just dealt with an atomic bomb. Like
I would have loved if you had gone into the VFW, because I can only imagine that the story would have escalated from there. Like whatever was going on in the VFW was only going to top.
My elderly interaction for the year is done. We have 4 months left this year. If you're elderly, if you're over the age of 62, talk to me.
This is a good public service announcement.
I don't want anything to do with you at all.
Stack and Smash Radio, if you're old, we don't like you.
Stack and Smash Radio, if you were old enough to figure this out, I'm done with the elderly.
That's true too, right? I can't imagine your audience right now.
Yeah.
That's over 65.
That's our target demo.
Logging on.
We're looking for the 62 to 78-year-old demo right now. Just get us that elderly demo.
Yeah, so we can listen to two kids in their 20s talk about real stuff.
You just have to come on the show and we can just do announcer boys. It's great. Well, actually, Jesse, you're fired.
Yeah. All right. Great.
So
now there's a real reason Jesse's not here.
Yeah. So anyways, Mike, let's get into a little bit of what you actually do in Boston. We've talked about it before on the show when we were just in a podcast form, which we're still on a podcast. And you can find us on iTunes. You can find us on SoundCloud, all that fun stuff. But just for our new audience from Dirty Water TV, why don't you just explain what you do in Boston as far as your improv scene and everything?
Yeah, cool. So thanks for having me back again. So I perform at Improv Boston with a couple of different groups. I'm a part of their they have two different resident casts that I'm a part of. One is a part of Herald Night, which is on Wednesday nights at 7:30 and 9:30, so people should go check that out. And I'm a part of Viceroy, which is a Herald that is like a long-form type of comedy. So basically we come out, we get one word or one thing from the audience, and then we do like 30 minutes of material based on that one thing. And then it seems like we're doing a bunch of different stuff, and then at the end it all intertwines. And then I'm also part of their the Improv Boston National Touring Company, which goes out and does gigs for different like high school students or colleges, whatever.
But they don't bully you while you're there.
There's no bullying. No, we do anti-bullying.
They're not taking your seat on the train.
No, they're not. We do anti-bullying there. So we teach the people like me that dealt with that on the train how to deal with the crisis that occurred.
So you had great training for it.
I was fine. I laughed it off and I was like, have the seat. Yeah. So I didn't wet myself. And I just went home. Yeah. And then I'm also doing a two-person show, which is like an independent thing called The Mighty Zevlin. And we perform at Improv Boston, but we also do different independent stuff. We recently, the Boston Improv Talk Station, which is a new thing that's happening in Boston, they had a two-on-two competition this past Sunday, and we won the two-on-two tournament, so that was pretty cool.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, so, which is funny, because the last time I was on here, I think I had just, like, finished taking classes with improv, and, like, had just gotten started, and now...
So it seems like it's just, like... skyrocketing for you like in a real short amount of time.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, it's a great community, and like there's a lot of great people that are in there, and there's so many different shows that are happening that there's so many opportunities to get out there, and it's just a lot of fun. I mean, it's, you're taking like the real life stuff, like all the stories you just shared right now.
Yeah,
it's just like great material to take, even if it's not that specific story.
Right,
it's the fact that you went through all that crap, and then you get to go find a way to take it on stage
to mold it into an actual story that can be interactive with the audience and just help them.
Because even though the story that you told is ridiculous, like part of it felt real, so it was like relatable. So like what you were saying, I was like, okay, I can picture your grandmother being like really excited about illegal drugs and selling them. And like so even though that was crazy, it was still like a real thing.
Right.
So that's like a lot of what we
do. Which is just a family thing, like that will mind blow, like just one of those family situations where you never expect this family member to say something. And everybody has family moments like that.
Right.
So,
where they're like, why did you share that with the public? Like that was an inside thought. Why did you bring that outside?
Probably shouldn't have told me that one, Graham, because I called everybody.
Yep. Well, now it's happening.
And now it's all over the place.
Which is great for everybody, though.
Right. Yeah. So that's pretty cool. And then, like, I see, like, you won that competition, you said. There's this, like, this if you follow Mike on Twitter, or if you see him, if you're friends with him on you have an actual improv page on Facebook, I think, that I follow.
Yeah, for the Mighty Zevlin. Yeah,
right,
yeah.
And it shows them with the tag titles, which is pretty
yeah,
hilarious.
Yeah.
I love that, obviously.
Stupid hashtags for, like, Zev
yeah.
Nation or, like,
yeah.
Zev Heads or stuff. Yeah, we take ourselves way too seriously for something that's not that serious, but
yeah.
But now, we have fun with it.
Now, you're doing the Boston scene, obviously, mm-hmm. but improv isn't really known in Boston so much. It's like, I know improv's huge in Chicago. Like, mm-hmm. a lot of improv comics come out of Chicago. A lot of improv comics come out of L.A. and New York, and those mm-hmm. are, like, the three main grounds for improv comedy. Do you see the Boston one expanding more now and actually skyrocketing?
Yeah, I mean, the two main theaters in Boston right now are Improv Boston and Improv Asylum, which mm-hmm. one is in Cambridge and one is in the North End. Improv Asylum is, like, right down the street, and Improv Boston is right in Central Square. And then that is true that New York, L.A., and Chicago are, like, big areas for that. But Boston has, like, a really vibrant scene and has grown a lot within the last few years. But there's
right.
what's great about Boston is that there are so many students that are, like, coming up through the programs.
Right.
And through these two theaters, they both provide so many different opportunities to get involved. And there's so many different independent things going on right now. There's, like, Fine Line Comedy that runs through JP.
Mm-hmm.
And there, I know I'm forgetting stuff as well, but there's different, like, independent bar stuff that's going on where you can kind of get opportunities. So Boston's, like, a good what it used to be was almost like the feeding ground for New York, Chicago, and
right.
LA, which in some sense it still is. Like, a lot of improvisers and comedians move on. But here too, I mean, because it's grown so much, like, there's opportunities. Like, I mean, you can do it full time here, and it's great.
And that's awesome, because I know, like, Boston, like, I listen to a lot of comedians, like specials with mm-hmm. like podcasts with comedians. I'm so interested in all that.
Yeah.
And I hear them just talk about how, like, you know, Boston was the comedy scene.
Mm-hmm. Especially for stand-ups too. For stand-ups.
Right. And those older comics talk about that. But the newer generation of comics I see, they realize they have to be more versatile.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they can't just do stand-up. Well, they can, but it's so hard just to break into that.
Yeah.
So a lot of them are doing stand-up. They're doing improv. They're just trying to become a well-rounded performer
yeah.
in general, so that they can open opportunities for them elsewhere, where before I feel like, especially in Boston, where it was just like, we're doing stand-up, we're gonna do stand-up the Boston way,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like Boston, as much as I love living here and everything, I feel like Boston does that with a lot of things, where they, like, they dig their heels in, which isn't always a bad thing,
yeah.
but like, the music scene is the same way, mm-hmm. like, everything's always, like, 10 years behind, and, like, I feel like it's great for Boston, for the performers and the people around, that they're actually farting. I said farting.
Yeah.
Why did I say farting?
No, a lot of
they're actually starting
farting.
To.
We all fart.
Yeah, it's just an improv thing. So, but they're actually starting to bring all these different types of shows to give the audience something
yeah.
fresh.
Yeah, no, that's what's great. I mean, right? I mean, the stand-up scene's always been pretty great in Boston. I mean, you can see from a lot of the big-time people who've moved on,
mm-hmm.
They've started in Boston, and that's still the case too. But I think both, like, improv and sketch, and just any sort of writing is starting to gain momentum as well. So there's like a really good rich scene. There's actually the Boston Comedy Arts Festival, which is being held predominantly in Cambridge, is starting next week. It's starting the 10th. I believe it's the 10th to the 15th or 16th.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going through Improv Boston and also the Brattle Theater as well, which is right in Cambridge.
Right.
And it's great. They have stand-up, sketch, and improv coming from all over the country to perform. So there's definitely so many opportunities to get involved. But I think you're right. Like, I think people are being more versatile and opening themselves up a little bit more than they used to, instead of, like, finding, like, one avenue and then driving that home. They're
right.
doing a little bit of everything.
It's so funny because when we started this show, you came on because you were such a big, like, poker player.
Yeah.
I was doing the show because I was a poker player. I still play here and there. You just don't have any time for it anymore.
I haven't done it in so long. I think part of it is because most of the people that I played poker with were outside of the city.
Yeah.
And then once I moved to the city, it became, like, a little bit harder.
Right.
And then once you start devoting your – it's like you can only maintain yeah. one hobby at a time.
Right.
And
we were just talking about how, like, I stretched so thin that I finally got to play the other night.
Yeah.
I did well, and it's like riding a bicycle, but
yeah.
You still have to, like, it's just a time-consuming thing.
Yeah, my ego tells me I would still be really good at poker, but, like,
yeah.
I think the longer I go without playing, the better that I think I was before.
Right, right.
It's like, I'm like Babe Ruth at that point. Like, the further away from the sport it goes, like, the better he becomes.
Right. All right, guys, so we've gone over, like, what Mike Sakarian goes through on a daily basis. He's getting bullied by seventh graders.
We've talked about my life.
we've gone through the whole thing. He gets bullied.
Yeah, that's great.
He just gets bullied.
Yeah,
and
I'll
gets
go
pushed
now.
Off of shows and
now?
Stuff.
I can
and,
go now. Yeah, I
so,
can go.
So I don't know if our intern has it queued up because I didn't tell him to, but I want to get into the weird news story of the week. Do you have that video for us to play, sir? Until then, I'm just gonna dance.
Dancing, this is good. This is what the people want.
This is what we do.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Stack and Smash Radio. We're gonna do some dancing.
What episode? It should just say, don't worry about it. We'll just get into it. I'm just gonna go into the weird news story of the week. All right, you ready? We're gonna reenact our own intro for the weird news story of the week. All right,
that's
cool. What we're gonna do. Improv.
Okay.
You ready? Start.
I don't remember what the weird news story. I was. It's just like weird news story of the week. Stack and Smash Radio. Yeah, I feel good about that.
And now we're back, everybody, and we're gonna get into the new weird news story of the week.
We just lost so many listeners.
Yeah,
everybody's Xing out.
That's what I'm hoping for. All right, this story is, like, crazy. Do you follow I got the story from the @FloridaMan account on Twitter. Do you follow that?
Yeah, I recently just started following this person.
Oh, it's the greatest.
I don't see it regularly, but I know that it's ridiculous.
This one, the title of the article is Port Richey Men Found Asleep in Road Arrested. In Newport Richey, Florida, deputies found the men asleep lying on an American flag in the middle of the road adjacent to a school bus stop that was filling with children. When authorities asked questions... states of Pasco Sheriff report, Jonathan Paul Ortiz, 22, began yelling profanities. But eventually, Ortiz and Mark Keith Yerkes, 29, calmed down enough to explain to the deputies how they came to be in their predicament. You ready? Do you want to guess?
I'm terrified.
Do you want to guess how they ended up?
I don't know. I feel like it involved an alligator fight or something.
Oh,
or
I
just...
wish it did. It's even better, though. The night before, they were walking from a Taco Bell or McDonald's. Okay. Both of their versions of the story differ on this. They were.
They're not sure what fast food industry
they were
was.
Not sure
it could have been
food.
Taco. And it's not even like I'm not sure if it's Burger King or McDonald's. Yeah. Like it could have been tacos. It could have been burgers.
It could have been tacos.
Either way, I pooped at the end.
Yeah, that's how it always ends. after they left there, they stopped at a friend's house for some beers. Later, they went to a gas station for cigarettes and lost their way in the neighborhood.
Wait, they weren't even that drunk when they went to the fast. This was at the beginning of the night. They went to the fast food place.
According to them, yes. They stopped at a friend's house for beers. Later, they went to a gas station for cigarettes and lost their way in the neighborhood.
Okay.
They got lost in a neighborhood.
Okay.
Couldn't get out of a neighborhood.
Yeah.
All right.
This makes sense. I lived in Florida for a little while. This adds up.
Well, I'm from the South myself, and I grew up down South, and. A lot of neighborhoods, there's like an entrance and an exit, but they're not hard to find ever. It's pretty easy.
No.
Here's where this story just gets ridiculous. Reasoning that it would be easier to find their way in the daylight, they found an American flag. The report does not list the origins of this flag. Stretch it out on the pavement of Amazon Drive and Sacramento Drive and bedded down for the night.
Okay.
So they got lost.
Yep.
They were in this neighborhood.
Yep, they shot off a flare, and they buried down
like,
in the streets.
I don't know what to do. What do? Well, clearly we have to grab this American flag, lay it in the road, go to sleep.
I mean, that's the other thing, right? Like, why didn't they go, like, even on the sidewalk or in somebody's yard? They were like, you know what the best spot is?
It's
an intersection in between two roads.
Yes.
Because that way we might die,
yeah.
And that would be better than what's happening right now.
Also, neither man was able to explain why several nearby mailboxes had been smashed during the night. The report states.
Yo, we had nothing to do with it. When we got here with our flag, the mailboxes were already down.
Already done.
And it was freaking us out, so we put the flag out.
Like, I don't see your correlation between me laying on an American flag and mailboxes being smashed. Like, those don't add up together.
Next question.
That's clearly somebody else. So...
Oh, man, I love Florida.
Yeah. Later, each were charged with disorderly conduct and later released from jail on their own recognizance.
How was that the only thing they were charged with?
Isn't that like desecration to a flag?
Yeah.
Like, I felt the need to sleep on this flag that's not supposed to touch the ground.
Yeah, that I put in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that just, they're a danger to themselves and to the people around them. Also, like, what, did it say what day it was? Because, so a school bus came, that's a school bus that found them?
Yeah, so it had to be minimum... A Sunday night, maximum a Thursday night.
Also, how did nobody else find them? How was the school bus the first vehicle that was on the road that day?
Well, it said the school bus, the the school bus stop was filling up with children.
No,
so it must have been like parents parents are just rolling up on two dudes was sleeping on this American flag.
I picture the first like two or three parents being out there being like, no, I'm not sure if we should say anything. Yeah. Like maybe they're making a statement.
Yeah, like.
And then the fifth parent's like, no. Yeah. No, this is a dangerous situation for everyone. Yeah. Also, why is there a flag on the street?
Also, why are all of our mailboxes smashed?
Yeah, also. But those aren't related.
Yeah, no, no. That was
those
totally,
are two different things.
That didn't happen with us. Those mailboxes are 20 feet away from
us.
Totally different people.
And I'm sure this isn't like the most... like suburban place of Florida too. I'm not familiar with Newport Richey. I mean, like I've heard of Newport Richey, but I just imagine it's not a city.
I assume it's just like a town that I grew up in. Because when they say neighborhoods, like every neighborhood in the town that I'm from, it's like Hickory Hills or like College Park, and like there's an entrance to it,
and there might be an exit, right? It's like
there might be an entrance and an exit, and there might be one more. But that's how you get in and out of these neighborhoods.
And everybody knows everybody, too.
Right.
So.
And there's a main drag, and you just go down that main road, and there's, like, little side streets off it. So getting out of these places is it makes no sense.
Everybody knows everybody in this neighborhood except for the two dudes that are in the middle of the street camping out with the United States.
Yeah, except for Captain America and Hacksaw Jim Duggan that just decided to fall asleep on the American flag. That's all I can come up with for names for them.
Oh, God.
They're just super American.
God, I would like to thank Florida for just consistently building my self-esteem.
Yeah, there's this whole article on Huffington Post, why Florida leads the country in weird. Like, it's just a whole article on why it's the weirdest state to live in.
Yeah.
Like, it shouldn't be. No. It should be, like, this big vacation area, you know, where the elderly go, or, like, where people raise families near the ocean, and, like, this... You know, the weather, it's not the greatest. It's humid in the summer, but for the most part, it's nicer than most of the other country.
But, like, nothing that's been said so far is an excuse as to why everyone's
insane. Why does
insane,
it happen?
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't care how humid it is. I mean, I guess I act a little nuts when I'm humid, but, like, or
but this
when
is
I'm feeling
this is
humidity.
12
but
months a year. This just never ends. So
that's insane.
Yeah, so, I mean, I follow that account, and I'm just like, we were watching football last night at Dave Wilkins' house, who, don't worry about him, he's whatever. Anyways.
Also dead to us.
Yeah, also dead to us.
Great.
Wilkins family, except for bro dad.
We're back! Stack and Smash Radio, Friday nights.
So, we're watching, I'm just reading out these headlines for the Florida man thing. It's just so ridiculous. Like, oh my God, like, one, like, guy gets pulled over for DUI. Police find a full arsenal underneath the driver's seat, and he's driving a lawnmower.
Yep.
So, like...
So he had a full arsenal, like...
like a full arsenal under his seat of his lawnmower that he got pulled over for a DUI.
Yeah. Yeah.
That doesn't happen anywhere else.
No, that's
a
Florida.
That is Florida.
That's a Florida
thing. And that's it.
I would imagine, like, he still had a seatbelt, though. Like, that was the one law he followed on that lawnmower was he installed the seatbelt.
That and his right to bear arms.
And his right to bear arms,
that was the other law he followed there.
Yeah, great.
He's like, oh, I get to bear arms. I have 30 of them in this lawnmower seat.
That's good. So
what's up?
Tonight so far, we talked about Barack Obama and the right to bear arms.
Yeah, you know.
So politically charged Stack and Smash tonight.
I do what I can on this show to make everybody
to make
happy.
Sure. Hope.
Yes.
Yeah.
So... anyway, so that just if you don't follow it at Florida Man. I'm going to look at both cameras and just do this because I don't know which one we're on, and it's this one. Yeah. So,
that's good. That was smooth, man. Good
transition. That's what I do. I disco dance until I get
what
I want.
That's perfect.
It really hurts me to disco dance right now, too. This elbow, killing me.
Yeah.
I got my elbow tattooed,
too
everybody.
Too much, eh?
Yeah, it wasn't a good idea.
It looks like you have a sunburn, but just on your elbow.
Yeah, it feels way worse than the sunburn. Yeah. I can tell you that much.
I believe it.
So, that was... All right, guys. We had a little bit of technical difficulties, but that's okay because we were getting ready to transition into our top five countdown. We don't need to play the video, Dave. I'm just going to do it myself. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
That's good, That's good.
So,
nailed it.
I nailed it.
Nailed
I nailed it anyway. So
nailed it.
Yeah. All right, so this week's top five countdown. We just got shut off because Jesse Wilkins is hacking into our system. He's trying to shut us down. He's very upset he couldn't be on the show tonight. So me and Mike, we're actually going to go through a top five countdown on why Jesse Wilkins has not been on the show tonight. Mm. All right. Mike, do you want to start us off?
Sure, I can go with number 5.
All right, number 5.
He's got VIP passes to a Nickelback concert.
He always has VIP passes to Nickelback.
He loves Nickelback.
It's amazing. It doesn't matter where they're playing. It's like, he's like, oh man, Dayton, Ohio, gotta see Nickelback.
Gotta go see Nickelback.
Anchorage, Alaska, gotta walk over to Anchorage, Alaska and see Nickelback. VIP. And what? He brings 30 beach balls. And he just has 13 PBRs, and he's ready to go.
Big time tailgater for the Canadian band Nickelback.
Yeah, he's just—it's his band. So. He's loved it since a wee infant. You know, he's gone to their concerts when they were touring at the little clubs, the big clubs. Mm-hmm. He's just the Nickelback guy. We actually call him Jesse Nickelback Wilkins.
Jesse Nickelback Wilkins.
Yeah.
As he updates his fantasy football name now.
Yes. He needs to update his team. I don't know. If it was in the league, no, you didn't see this. We were in the Dirty Water League, and I actually playing him this week. I text him yesterday. I go, hey, Jesse, you have a kicker that's not on an active NFL roster
great,
right now.
Great.
So you might want to update that.
He's got, like, the all-drug team.
Yeah. Alex Henry.
Yep, great. Yeah. Great. Like, go Eagles 2012.
Yeah. So, anyways. All right, number four on why Jesse's not here. He's actually Joan Rivers, everybody. And Jesse has
– no.
Oh, he is. So he's no longer with us.
Just took a dark turn real early in the top five.
Yeah, that's what I do. You thought I was going to be saving that one for like number one.
I mean,
one
yeah, I
two.
Did. I mean,
nah,
did.
That's the number four reason
I
why
did.
He's not here.
I mean, it's dark because not only is Joan Rivers no longer with us, but then we're also insinuating that Jesse's no longer with us.
I'm okay with it.
All right. I mean, that's great.
Yeah, if Jesse's no longer with us, I'm fine. You know, whatever. Jesse, if you're no longer with us, good.
Does that mean he's...
Welcome to the Rob Coakley Show. Here on Snack
and Smash.
Snack and Smash.
Snack and Smash Radio brought to you by Twix and all the other candies. Where we talk about Jesse and Joan Rivers.
And how they're the same person. So anyways, our biggest condolences go out to Jesse's daughter, Melissa Rivers, on her loss.
I thought for one moment you were being heartfelt for a second. And I was like, oh, that was a good transition by Rob. That was nice. He said something mean and then brought it back, and it just didn't.
I don't say things that are nice. I don't do that.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
All right, so number three.
Yep.
Jesse's actually here. He's just eating the mozzarella sticks over in the corner.
All right,
so he just didn't want to be a part of it because the mozzarella sticks are really good here.
Fun fact about Jesse Wilkins, he only eats mozzarella sticks. And the problem with that is if they bring out a plate of 1,000, he'll sit there until either he eats them all or they're all eaten by people around him, because that's the Jesse Wilkins diet.
That's good. No, I get that. I get that. I mean, like, there's worse things you could be addicted to, right?
Yeah. All he eats is mozzarella sticks and breast milk.
He could be addicted to all of the breast milk. He could be addicted to all the things that your grandmother's selling.
Yes.
Instead, it's mozzarella sticks.
Yeah,
and that's not
mozzarella
that bad.
Sticks, breast milk, and bathwater. That's all he does.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
All right, so I guess it's on me, right?
Number two.
So I'm going to stall for a second because I don't know what I want to come
good.
Up with.
All right,
cool. This is a proper improv tactic. It's called stalling.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know about it.
I mean, I don't know how proper it is, but sure, continue.
Yeah. Actually, the number two reason why Jesse isn't here is he bought a traveling circus and he's playing all of the acts.
Oh,
I don't
wow.
know about that. Yeah, he's in
all of the acts.
Yeah, he's in Oakland, California right now.
Okay,
that's the only place that they tour.
That's a real popular. So it's not really a traveling
by
circus.
By touring,
it's
I mean
the
he
Oakland
tours.
Circus.
Around Oakland.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, he's a Raiders fan now.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
Yeah. So he tours Oakland with this circus, and he plays all the parts and the animals.
Okay, great.
Yeah,
so he plays. So he is the tiger and the tiger tamer?
Yeah, the tiger tamer. Not
tiger
the lion tamer.
Yeah.
He's the tiger tamer.
Well, yeah, that's because we're talking about tigers.
Yeah. We could be talking about zebras. I got my friend Alex behind us wearing this zebra hat.
That is black and white. So maybe Jesse's taming him right
now.
Yeah.
Jesse's just taming Alex.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
All right, and drum roll.
For the number one reason. Jesse's actually...
Wait.
Okay.
Wait.
Sure.
You have to do it in your announcer voice for the number one. And the number one answer.
Okay, perfect. Let's
all
do the drum roll again
listen.
Then, too. And for the number one reason Jesse is not here tonight for Snack Smash Radio, it's because he is in Cleveland right now wearing the number two jersey because he is actually Johnny Manziel.
Oh! Money Man.
Yeah, that's good.
He actually does kind of look like Money Man, though.
I can see that.
And if Jesse were in the NFL, he would also be a backup. So
it
works out perfectly.
Yeah.
So
and the one thing they have in common is that they're both not starting their number one quarterback in fantasy this week.
Perfect.
Jesse's going to love this broadcast.
I hope
really
Jesse
like
enjoys this broadcast. Because I can only imagine what's going to happen if I'm never here now.
No, it's not going to be pretty.
Now it's going to just be completely ridiculous,
it's
right?
It's not going to be pretty.
Yeah, so anyways. All right, guys. Well, that's going to do it for us here on Stack and Smash Radio. You can follow us at Stack and Smash on Twitter. Did you like that?
I liked it.
See, you know why I did that is I was listening to another podcast with Chris Jericho on the way over, yeah. And that's how he says it. So now that's just stamped in my head. So
it's Twitter.
So thanks at I am Chris Jericho. Free plug for you.
Random Chris Jericho plug.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Rivers, old people, drugs, dude, and Chris Jericho.
He actually on his podcast. I don't know why I'm promoting his so much, but he. Instead of telling like this heartwarming story about Joan Rivers, he just trashes on her, and it's great. I loved it. I was so happy that somebody actually finally like someone passed away, and they didn't have a good experience with him. They didn't just sit there and sugarcoat it.
Over, yeah.
He's like, "Here's my experience," and it was not good. I enjoyed it thoroughly. I'm like, "Cool, like, thank you for being honest."
For being honest, yeah. Sure.
So, anyways,
in between reality shows that Chris Jericho was hosting,
yeah, the reality dude, he does everything.
Yeah, he does.
He hosts reality shows. He's done stuff for E! On the red carpet.
Welcome to Stack and Smash Radio, where we love Chris Jericho.
he hosts. He has a band that's huge now.
Really?
Yeah. Like they travel all over the world with Metallica and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow.
Like, and he still wrestles. So like, this dude is he's doing
all right financially.
Yeah, he's doing fine. Anyway, so you can follow us at Stack and Smash on Twitter. You can follow us or like us on Facebook. Like us on Facebook, Stack and Smash. I am at King Coakley. Do not follow at Double Take Jesse. This is the first time that we haven't plugged everything every 5 minutes on the show. I don't know if anyone's ever noticed that. But you are?
I'm at Mike Zakarian, which you probably won't be able to spell, but if you just...
Z-A-K-A-R-I-A-N.
Yeah, that was great. That was very impressive.
I like to put into a song when I talk about Mike Zakarian.
Yep. My voicemails that I get from you are real weird.
Yeah. So anyways, we get voicemails. Great voicemails between me and Mike.
Yep.
Anyway, so we follow all of us. You can also like his...
Facebook.com/MightyZevlin. You can check us out. We're a two-person show that's performing actually this Wednesday at Improv Boston at the Boston Comedy Arts Festival at 9:30. Go to improvboston.com to get all the details for that show. It's moderately funny.
It's,
I feel like that's the right plug.
You might laugh.
I want to keep the bar low because if you're going with real high expectations and you don't enjoy yourself, I'll feel guilty. So.
I mean, Mike's never made me laugh, so I don't expect him to make you guys laugh either.
Thanks so much for having me tonight.
Yeah, you know, I mean, really whatever. I just needed a body.
It's really
all.
Great. My self-esteem through the roof.
It was you or a mannequin, and I guess, you know, I'd want the one that hasn't. Able to move a hand somewhere.
Yep. My figure's a little bit more flattering than the mannequin. Next to yours. All right, great. This is going well.
Yeah. I think we're going to resend that statement.
Yep.
I like mannequins better than Mike. Anyways, guys, so make sure you follow us. Make sure you follow Mike. That is it for the show, everybody. Thank you. And Jesse Wilkins, you're a douche.
Oh, nice.